Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz says that the native village of Aklutna should decide the fate of the Captain Cook statue in downtown Anchorage. Alaska Public Media reports that in the midst of worldwide calls for racial equity, an online petition for the removal of the Cook statue has gathered nearly 3,000 signatures. This week, at a meeting of Anchorage's Sister Cities Commission, Mayor Berkowitz said that the decision was not one the city should make.
The government-to-government relationship that exists between the municipality of Anchorage and the native village of Aklutna is the appropriate way to ensure that this discussion takes place in a way that respects the sovereign authority of the native village.
British Captain James Cook spent a total of about 2 weeks in the area that is now called Cook Inlet and never set foot on land. His crew planted a British flag on the Kenai Peninsula. The statue was a gift from BP in Anchorage's sister city, Whitby, England, where Cook learned to sail. It was installed in 1976. All of the over one dozen public attendees who testified at the meeting spoke in favor of removal of the Cook statue. Christina Edwin, a community organizer from Anchorage, said that it was unfair to put the responsibility of making a decision about the fate of the statue onto one tribe.
The systemic changes we want need to be done in a matter of real actions, not just, oh, I talked to this one person or this one tribe and now it's going to be all done.
Aaron Leggett, president of the Native Village of Aklutna, said that he was supportive of the mayor's move to give the decision to his tribe, but he said in a phone call prior to the meeting that he didn't support removal of the statue.
The reason why I'm not in favor of getting rid of the statue is that it has been and will continue to be a magnet for tourists, and if they're drawn to it and then they can learn, oh wow, I didn't realize that the Cook story is much more complicated than I thought, then maybe I can create some educational opportunities.
Leggett said he hopes to see the process of ending the colonial legacy continue over coming years.